Good morning. It's 8:38 Finger Lakes Morning News, and it's time to get healthy with Finger Lakes Health, and that means we say good morning to Laura Turbide. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Ted.
And I love our old friends, but I love our new ones. There was, in my wife's mother's house, she used to have a little tapestry thing that said, let me see if I can remember this right, make new friends, keep the old, one is silver, the other gold. You both know it, I think.
It is. So, we do know that.
Yeah.
It is.
Well, so we have a new silver friend today who will become gold over the years.
We do. I'm going to get her back here, too. So it was a little coaxing to get her, but she's excited to be here because she's sharing something such a fabulous, positive topic for us. So,
and just real quick, I just want to jump in here to do my news and notes thing before we meet our guest because the Geneva General Auxiliary is raffling off two beautiful Valentine's Day-themed gift baskets, and you can buy your tickets and get some goodies just in time for Valentine's Day.
Thank you for saying. It's exactly true. They are, and we are thrilled. We're also, for Valentine's Day, selling Cubby Candy, which is if you need candy for a loved one through the Geneva General Child Care, which is the Jim Dewey Center for Early Learning. We are going to have Cubby Candy, big, dark, or milk chocolate lint bars that you can get for somebody special to help support building of a playground. Also,
right,
the auxiliary baskets. We've always got something going on, so just give us a ring or look on the website.
Yeah.
I am here today with Melissa Grummins, and she is a nurse manager of our telemetry unit. She's going to talk with us a little bit about that and her role and how important it is. And also, she's been heading up, leading the DAISY Award, which is a new award that's really to recognize nurses for the caring, the difference they make every day, and really to recognize an extraordinary nurse. And it's a way for the our patients, families, and visitors, anyone, the public, in essence, to get involved. So if you've ever been at the hospital, if you've had a great nurse, if you want to honor someone, you want to recognize somebody who went a little bit above and beyond, I share this story a lot. If somebody even gave us a note once years ago, and it made such an impression on me, that a nurse once would always bring their medicine on a pink plate because they knew that their favorite color was pink. These are the kinds of things that only nurses really tune in and do, as you know. They're just nurturers by nature. They also obviously have a whole complex set of skills and knowledge that they bring to the forefront and really are the backbone of care within any acute care setting, as we know, nurses work in many, many settings. So it's not only for acute care nurses. You can nominate other people as well in terms of a nurse within our health system, but we are rolling it out in the hospitals, both at Soldiers and Sailors and at Geneva General, before we move on to other settings like long-term care, etc. So we know nurses work in a lot of places, but we're really starting this DAISY Foundation Award at Geneva General and Soldiers. So with that, I'll have Melissa tell us a little bit about herself and it.
Well, Melissa, good morning. So as I warned you in advance, you get the new person biographical grilling. So tell us about you and where you're from and your path to medicine and to Finger Lakes Health.
All right. Thank you, Ted. I'm grateful to be here. So my name is Melissa Grummins. I am actually moved here from Florida in my high school. I graduated from the Finger Lakes Health College of Nursing, third nursing graduating class of the RN program. I then went on to complete my bachelor's degree from SUNY Brockport. I have been with the Finger Lakes Health organization for 8 years and currently starting my 6th year of nurse manager of our telemetry unit. So very exciting.
So I guess you didn't get the memo. Most people go from New York to Florida.
Exactly. I'm trying to get back.
We're not letting her leave.
So tell me about telemetry to West. That sounds like kind of like a Star Trek thing.
It does. So telemetry is basically cardiac monitoring. It's the ability to visualize a patient's heart rhythm throughout their stay. So we take care of patients who may be coming in with stroke symptoms or cardiac symptoms. And then a multitude of other diseases and things, such as any lung diseases, skin diseases, you know, lots of flu, lots of pneumonia this time of year. So
do nurses tend to stay in their specialties? For example, if someone's a surgical nurse, is that what they always do? And if they're on the floor or working a primary care, that's what they do? Or is there any kind of crossing over?
Lots of crossing over. Nurses tend to change their mind quite a bit. We're always looking for not the next best thing, but the next best thing that's going to pick our brains, keep our interest. And a lot of times nurses find their way back to where they began as well. So nurses love to continue to learn and see what else is out there within the nursing field.
So what is the educational path? Are you an RN or what exactly is
Yes, I'm an RN.
Okay, so what does that educational path look like?
The educational path for an RN at this point begins at an associate's degree level. Albany passed the BS in 10, which requires that any nurse that graduates from last year to now is required to get their bachelor's degree within 10 years. And then you continue on to nurse practitioner or any specialty within the nursing field. There's hundreds. There's so many different paths that nursing can venture down.
So let's talk about this award, the DAISY Award for Extraordinary Nurses, and how that came about.
Great. So Finger Lakes Health has ventured with the DAISY Award Foundation. This will be our first award. We are going to be delivering this award quarterly. So we are actually going to be delivering this award in the next couple of weeks here. The DAISY Award was established by Bonnie and Patrick Barnes. Their son, Patrick, succumbed to ITP at the age of 33. And this was their way of keeping his memory alive and giving back to the nurses who provided such compassionate care during his stay.
And I mean, what a tribute that is to those nurses for someone who lost their son mm-hmm. to still feel so strongly about the care he received to say, hey, I want to do something.
Absolutely. A lot of nursing isn't just the skills that we provide, but the compassion and empathy that we give on a daily basis. There's so much in nursing that we take home with us, that we hold the, not a burden, but we kind of hold on to all of those things that we go through on a day-to-day basis. So this award is actually quite amazing in that we, you know, are recognized for some of the things that we do.
And it's interesting because I've asked this of many, for example, mental health professionals, and that is, how do you leave it behind? So how do you leave the sadness behind? Because there, you know, it's healthcare. People die, and things don't always go right. So how do you kind of recharge and leave that behind you?
It's hard, and everyone is different. I'm not fully at the bedside 100% of my shifts as a lot of the other nurses are, and it's so different for every facet of nursing, but we each have our own thing, you know, whether it's to go for a run, to have a nice glass of wine, to do something with our families, or, you know, maybe sleep. Everyone is going to be different on how they cope. For the most part, we all just keep going, you know, keep caring for our other patients and just doing what we do best.
Laura, you were about to say something.
Just surprising how many nurses you'll come into contact with for any one stay. And it's, I think, when we think about the impact nurses have on any, from the point of entry, from a pre-admission process, whether you're going for a screening colonoscopy, you're talking to a nurse on the phone about symptoms up front and pre-admission, then you're actually obviously having nurses both in the room for the procedure as well as recovery. If you're in an inpatient stay in a telemetry unit, 24/7. So when you think about how many nurses you come into contact from point of entry till you are discharged, and each one will have not only their own set of skills and knowledge and experience that they bring to the table, but that different way of relating to you, that different bedside approach. And then again, their own way of probably managing when they go home to care for their family, their loved ones, and how they process this. But I'm always amazed when you really think end to end how many nurses touch each individual patient. It's, you know, sort of hats off. We could not continue in a healthcare setting or as patients have the outcomes we have without nurses leading the way in that.
And also in today's world, the doctors are very tightly scheduled. They're busy. Sometimes they can only see a patient for a couple of minutes. So the doctor kind of blows in and says, you have to do blah, 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 blah. And then he's on to the next one. And you're the ones that say that when the patient says, okay, what was that again? You're the ones that kind of explain it and set their minds at ease.
Yeah, that happens a lot. The doctors are very, very busy taking care of very sick patients. So we tend to be their eyes and ears of what's happening throughout the shift with the patient. So
what's the process to nominate somebody for this DAISY Award?
Very easy process. So we have nomination boxes throughout our organization and in our facility. And we also have nomination forms in our admission packets that we give out to the patients. So anyone can nominate a nurse, and they can either drop it in one of our boxes throughout the facility or they can mail it into myself. We are actually meeting today to pick our first winner.
Wow.
Yeah, so very exciting. I'm very excited to do this process today.
And so even the ones that don't win, I would think you could do some little framed
we actually do
things of, you know, with the recommendation letters and stuff, because I mean there's going to be some some terrific stories come out of this, I'm sure.
Absolutely. I've been brought to tears a couple of times. I've been tasked with blinding the nominations as they come in. And just reading some of the stories, it just reminds you of why we do what we do. So every single nurse that is nominated is going to be awarded in some facet. Even though they're not winning the actual DAISY Award, they're still winning.
And certainly to be able to have those patient stories in their own voices is what matters so much to us, for us to really be able to hear from a patient or family member what was the impact, what was the behavior, what was that small moment. We talk like everything from little small acts of kindness to the really big stuff. Where was the impact? And I think the more other nurses hear about that, and the more we can replay those stories, of course, with patient and family permission, as they've suggested and nominated, but it gives us a chance to reinforce when you do have, say, for example, new staff or people who are just really learning what is their practice going to look like as a nurse going forward. What a great way to inform that by having these stories begin to become and gain a little more visibility of, like, these were the moments, these were these critical junctures that nurses had in the lives of our patients and families. And I think we're going to see a real ripple effect from this DAISY Award.
Well, and here's the interesting thing to me, too, is that I'll bet almost none of these stories are about technical competence or skill in a particular thing. It's about what we refer to as the big umbrella of bedside manner. Is that taught in school? Do you learn how to be empathetic and a good listener and how to put the patient at ease?
Somewhat. A lot of it's learned in the field. We have a small course in your first year of nursing school called Effective Communication. But it doesn't really touch on a lot of the empathy and hands-on things. A lot of that comes with just getting to know your patients, getting comfortable with yourself, the care that you're providing to the patients.
All right. Well, this is great. We'll look forward to hearing the winner, and thank you for sharing your story with us, and look forward to meeting you again throughout the years. And Laura, thank you as always. Great
you're
stuff.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
And it's on our community calendar. We'll be talking about those raffle baskets for the auxiliary. They're being sold on Fridays outside the medical office building, and then on Wednesdays, and then Friday the 31st is your last chance to get in on the deal. It's 8:51, Finger Lakes Morning News.
As Tesla stock has roared upward, some investors are in acute pain.